Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's The Who bringing us back. From the rock opera, Tommy. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we have a great visit with our good friend Wayne Allen Root, the author of the new book, The Power of Relentless. Wayne, thanks again for being here. The book's available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, Amazon.com is obviously the best place nowadays, yeah. I think. It's really easy at the touch of a finger. Power of Relentless, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any great bookstore, or go to my website, rootforamerica.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Wayne, talk to us some more about the power of relentless, but let's make sure that we balance relentlessness with values, because to me, relentless without values is Genghis Khan, right? Yep. Relentless without values is some of the political people we have in the world today. Relentless without values is Putin, right? So to admire, you know, we have to be careful admiring relentless if it doesn't have values, if it doesn't have a North Star. What do you think?
Yes, yeah, well, you can be relentless about God and be Billy Graham, right? So there's, like I said earlier, the application of relentless is what's important. You could be great with relentless or you could be evil with relentless. And I think some of the not great people who are relentless, you've already defined in our earlier segments, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, there's lots of relentless people, but I think that's a good thing, at least that people understand now what relentless means. If you're relentless for destroying America, you make things happen. And if you're relentless in business, you make great things happen. If you're relentless for God and you're Billy Graham or Reverend Schuller, you can make great things happen. Matter of fact, my whole book is based on the concept of
Worried, though, that people... let me rephrase it. Are you worried that Americans get so transfixed by relentless, outrageous relentlessness that they don't look beyond it and check out the taproot, check out the value system of a person? I mean, we live in reality TV America, right? Where
yes.
where everybody thinks it's the reason why, Wayne, I don't watch Shark Tank. I don't think that's the way business is really done, and so I don't watch it. I don't think other people should. I don't think it tells a real story about how things are in the marketplace, but people like it because there's a lot of in your face stuff there. Are you worried about that?
Well, yeah, that's why we elected Obama president. He's the American idol. You know, they didn't elect him because he knew anything or he was good. They elected him because he was relentless in your face and a big celebrity star, and that's all that matters in America today. And that's why I've always said if you're going to elect someone on the Republican side, you need a Donald Trump because, you know, if you can't win at their game, you know, if you can't win at your own game, then join their game.
You're making an excellent point there, Wayne, because if that's what it takes, he's the only one that can outrageous Hillary, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. And he's the only one who will be relentlessly offensive and in your face enough to answer back. In other words, every other candidate in history on the Republican side has been a nice guy. Like, let me give you an example. I know Mike Huckabee. He's a very nice guy. He's not a vicious fighter. He's not willing to hit you below the belt.
Mitt Romney,
I think it's a compliment.
Been the finest human being who ever ran for president.
That's it, and it didn't work, did it? Because nice guys finished last.
May be the nicest human being who ever ran for president, and that may have cost him the election.
And by the way, I don't think Donald Trump's a bad person. If you look at his three kids, you know he's a great father. That's why I've always pointed out that I'm a great father.
He and I disagree on several issues, but he is relentless. And isn't our message today, based on the point of your book, Wayne, isn't the message today, folks, it's okay, it's actually appropriate for you to be attracted to relentlessness, but see what the guiding principles of that relentlessness is. What do you think?
Well, and that's what my book's about. It's got all the principles in it, the seven steps and the 18 principles that make a person relentless. And believe me when I tell you, the first two-thirds of the book, Jim, are about being relentless in business and how you apply it and how you make money and how you win and how you be a leader. But the last third of the book will surprise everyone who reads it because it's my testimony on how I'm a Jew who literally took Christ as my Savior and became a born-again Christian. Mm-hmm. And the last third of my book is about God and how prayer and faith and God and also meditation and healthy eating mm-hmm. and working out every day, being relentless about body, mind, and spirit together made me the person I am today and made me successful and gave me the mindset to overcome the word no and overcome all the failure and rejection
and,
you face on a daily basis.
And the people you're talking to understand that because they're small business owners and you know what they go through.
Right.
There's no harder job in the world than being the CEO of a small business. Hey, Wayne, well done today. Thanks for your leadership. Thanks for your ideas and the book, The Power of Relentless. Folks, check it out whenever books are sold. Wayne, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. God bless.
See you next time. Wayne Allen Root, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.